Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We've got a great guest tonight. I'm honored to bring on one of the hottest young coaches in the state of Louisiana for high school football. He's the head football coach at General Trask High School, which is located in Lake Providence, Louisiana, in the outskirts of Monroe, and has done an incredible job. Took his team to the semifinals in 2020, had a Cinderella year. This year, having another Cinderella year. They're undefeated. They're averaging over 50 points a game. We'll talk about all the great stats and their players and everything else. But, Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us all the way from Lake Providence, Louisiana.
Hey, thank you guys for having us on tonight. We really appreciate it. Thanks for all you all do for high school athletics.
Coach, I'm really impressed with your team. I watched your Vidalia game. I watched your block game this year. I saw your team last year. I thought y'all had a great team last year. You were one game away from the state title game this year. Undefeated, the momentum's still there. But when I watched your team against Vidalia and block, the first thing I thought about is attention to detail with these kids. And, you know, everybody talks about the speed of your team, and they just look like a close-knit team. They play like that. Am I right?
Yes, sir, you're definitely right about it. These guys have been playing together since PV League football in elementary school days. And they come up through the ranks together with each other. And if you see them at school, they're always around each other. Away from school, they're always around each other. And they're always playing. So what you see is a culmination of what these guys have been doing all of their lives. They're playing ball together. And we're reaping the benefits of it right now.
Coach, everybody on your team, though, I mean, even your fullbacks, your linemen, your OD linemen, everybody plays to a different speed. I'm impressed on how everybody's going at it 150%. I mean, everybody, I mean, when somebody plays your team, they got to strap it on and be ready. I mean, it's like going into the ring with Rocky. I mean, your team, they get after it, man. And I'm impressed with your linemen, even your linemen that are 5'10", 5'11", they might be 250 or 260. Those guys can move, and they mean business when they get out in the field. And I mean, it's obviously, they always say the team is an example of the coach. And, I mean, you're doing a great job motivating and getting these kids ready to go for the season again.
Yes, sir. But if you can see my assistant coach, the guy Max Pennington, who's my offensive coordinator, Billy Johnson, who works a lot of defensive line, offensive line, Jamarcus Berry, he's working the offensive defensive line. If you can see how those coaches get after those linemen each and every day in practice and make them go 110% all the time, you know, they're hitting their blocking sled for 5 or 10 minutes before practice, after practice, during the practice, and our practice is fast-paced. And so we try to tell the guys, we know if we're practicing fast right now, then we know the other team trying to match our tempo is going to be tired by the time we finish. And so that's the thing we try to do, go as fast as we can offensively. And Coach Penn does a great job with that. And defensively, we have to go against that speed that those guys are doing. And so it helps us when we get in the ball game. When we get in the ball game, it's almost sometimes the thing is slowing down for our guys. But that's the way we coach as a whole staff. We coach intensity. We coach full speed. You know, sometimes we be through practice within an hour and a half. You know, sometimes we try to stretch it out. We say, man, we got everything we need to do in. Let's go and end it so our guys be fresh at the end of the week.
I want to mention again your whole staff, Bobby Pennington, Leo Hawkins, Billy Johnson, Alan Bruce, Jamarcus Berry, and David Guy, superintendents of schools, Megan Brown. You're also the interim principal, not just the coach, also administrative assistant. I want to give kudos to Alfie Bell, Helen Jackson, counselor, Tony Patrick, secretary, and Ruthie Austin, secondary supervisor. All those, everybody behind the scenes. It takes a group effort, right, Coach, to make this work?
Yes, sir. It takes a group effort. Now, the intern personal job that I had, Ms. Alpha Bell, is now taking on that role.
Okay.
So she's an active principal. I'm an assistant principal. I serve as assistant principal until she came on board. One of the great things about it, our school administration, our school board administration, Ms. Brown, Ms. Austin, all those guys work tremendously to make sure we can have the best program that we can have. And they made that commitment to us about 4 or 5 years ago when we were going 0-11. And we just sat on the table and said, guys, what can we do to turn this thing around? And the things we came up with, they said, okay, we're going to back up what you're doing. And Ms. Brown, our superintendent, has supported us. Before Ms. Brown became a lady, Dr. Milliken, Valeria Milliken, she saw the vision. Okay. And she began to feed into the vision. So things are definitely going in the right direction. Our school board president, the Jackie folks, anything we ask them for, they're giving it to us with some restraints. You know, we just don't have an open checkbook to do whatever we want to do.
Right.
But they've given us some leeway to do a lot of things that's been beneficial for our program.
Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of your players. Later in the show, we'll talk about some stats on some of your young men and also talk about, when we come back, the turning point in 220 when y'all won y'all's first game against Evangel Christian High School out of Shreveport. Get your thoughts on how big that was to get the confidence rolling in 2020. We'll be right back with more of head football coach Tarano Wells from General Trask High School in Lake Providence, Louisiana. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest, really, again, honored to have Tarano Wells on, one of the top young coaches in the state. North Louisiana, if you don't know where General Trask is, it's in Lake Providence, Louisiana, because a lot of people coach, they'll say, General Trask, where's it at if you're not from that Monroe area? But it's Lake Providence, and I pulled up some history. I'm a history buff coach. I try to be anyway. But I didn't know this, but I was looking at people that are from the town, but billionaire brothers Charles and Sam Wiley are from Lake Providence, Louisiana. They invented Green Mountain Energy, Sterling Software, and UCCEL founders. Billionaire brothers, man, I'll never hit the millionaire, but billionaires. Goodness gracious.
Yes, sir.
But I looked that up. I'm like, wow. You know, support that school, General Trask, and obviously Briarfield's in the area, private school, two schools, right. Lake Providence. Coach, getting back to 220, before all this started really taking off, like you said, you endured the tough year where y'all didn't win a game. They believed in you. People stuck with you in the community. And then the first game in 220, coming off of COVID, coming off of everything that we've been through in this country, tell us about how this just came together, because that first game was Evangel Christian, and it just seemed like since then, it's just been really great ever since that first game in 220.
Yes, sir. The way that game came about, you know, Evangel was scheduled to play a school out of Arkansas, and the school ended up backing out on them. They couldn't get the game scheduled, and we ended up losing. We were playing Peabody High School, and we ended up losing that game. So the coach from Evangel called and said, Coach, can we schedule you guys? And I was kind of hesitant at first, you know, because like you said, you're a history buff, and I've been following football, and we've had a long time. And so Evangel has always been a dominant powerhouse in football, not only in state of Louisiana, but a national powerhouse. And so we just sent in coaching staff. We said, guys, it's a win-win for us. We said, even if we lose the ball game, we're going to gain some quality experience. We're going to gain some quality power points for the end of the season. But I say, lo and behold, what if we mess around and win the ball game? And we told the kids, you know, guys, this game, it will put you on the map, whether you realize it or not. And so when we went to that ball game, you know, we didn't have any film, we had a new coaching staff. So we looked at some old film, and looked at anything we could see, we tried to prepare for it. And when that game took place and we started winning that ball game, and it set in like the last 3 minutes, like we were about to win the ball game, it was just emotions everywhere. Matter of fact, my phone started ringing, vibrating in my pocket while the game was still going on before it ended. Because folks were seeing the updates on Facebook and different on Max Press, and it just trickled down to the kids. And then if we're going to beat Evangel, then the sky's the limit for us.
Yeah, I mean, ever since then, it seems like your team, the kids have just been confident, and just it's been an incredible journey for your team. And I want to mention your team. Speaking of one of your main program guys, he's been with you since the beginning. He's been a starter since his freshman year. Your quarterback, your everything but the water boy, Wydette Williams, who is incredible, calm. When I watch him play, he's smooth, he's calm, he has a great arm touch, he doesn't get rattled. He's 6'2", 184, a sleeper prospect at many positions, if not quarterback. But talk about how much Wydette Williams means to this program and he's a senior this year for you and the team.
Well, why they're invaluable, you know, when you see some of the great teams, whether it's on the high school level, collegiate level, professional level, when you have a quarterback that's a solid leader, you're going to have a good team. And that's what we have in Wydell. He's a true leader in every set, every aspect, on the field, off the field, in the classroom. The guys look up to him. But when you know his dad is the sheriff of East Carroll Parish, man, his mom is a clerk of court, so he don't have time to act a fool.
Right.
And so he knows there's going to be consequences. But when you see him and Coach Pennington, when they're breaking down film, Coach Pennington throwing things at him right and left, and Wydell is feeding off of that and picking up on different things. So by the time he gets to the ball game, it's just pretty much second nature and slow motion for him. But he studies film like never before. And Coach Penn does a great job with him, as well as some of the other guys on the offense, by putting him in great positions to be successful. But Wydell is a key card for us. Not only his offense, like I said, he does everything. He's punted the ball for us. He kicks off, for us in certain situations. We need a big play on defense. We'll put him in as free safety. He plays free safety for us. He plays strong safety. We need a good rusher. So he does pretty much anything we need him to do to get the job done.
Well, Coach, it makes sense that his dad's a sheriff and he's got that background, because I'm going to tell you what, he is so calm. Nothing rattles this kid, it seems. I mean, he's a dream, huh, for a coach to have at quarterback.
He's a pleasure to have. He really pretty much makes the offense pretty much easy. Well, like I said, Coach Kennedy deals with him through Monday through Thursday and do a little test with him on Friday. And while he goes, he's a coach on the football field. He makes checks at the line of scrimmage to get us in good positions and make good plays. And he's what you want to have behind the center leading your ball club on the football field.
Well, the state colleges need to start throwing some offers his way, because he's definitely a D1 prospect. Don't you agree, Coach?
I definitely agree. If they don't, they're going to miss out on a good one when somebody get him, because he's definitely going to be a great quarterback on the next level somewhere. And so if any schools are out there that hadn't considered him, I strongly urge you to come to Lake Providence, Louisiana, and look up number 10, Wydell Williams Jr. as a quarterback prospect.
He's got the it factor, besides the height,
yes,
and weight,
sir,
in 40.
Yes,
another big-time player for you that's been a starter for you forever is Steven Everfield, your tight end slash receiver, DN, outside linebacker, 6'2", almost 190, very athletic, Coach. Another player, number 7, jersey 7, does everything for your team, it seems, too.
Yes, sir. And when you see him on the D-line, he's kind of undersized compared to the guys he's having to go against on the defensive side of the ball. When he's coming, but he's real quick. So explosive off the ball. And most times he's in the backfield before the quarterback even gets the ball when he's in the shotgun. And we have a hard time trying to get him to slow down, but sometimes he overrun the plays. But this guy has a motor where he's going 120 miles per hour at all times. And he never stops.
Coach,
you see it in practice and in the game.
Coach, I look at him as an outside linebacker, D1 player, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's what he's going to play at the next level, the outside linebacker. He can run. He's fast. He's so explosive. He's just quick on his feet. He has good ball skills as well.
Great tackler, man. When he gets his hands on you, you go down. Some other players for you that are really good players: Aubrey Nash, number 2, receiver DB. Keldrick Green, a running back DB, number 3. Jalarian Newsom, a running back linebacker, another athletic player. Only a sophomore, Cameron Williams, number 13. We talked about him, Coach. He's going to be a D1 player, if not already one. Sophomore for you, linebacker, tight end. Senior Juwan Turner, number 19. Number 21, Markel Norris, a big-time senior corner, running back for you. Ja'Corian McCollum, Ja'Carian Glover, Willa Marion London, Joshua Hopkins, Kevin Lane, Warren Walker, Jalen Bell, junior Jerry Sparks, who's going to be a big-time recruit. He's only a junior. And Javion Williams, who's a senior, 69. Coach, 5'11", 291, and runs – he looks like he runs a 5-flat. I mean, that kid can just flat-out come after you at D-line.
Yes, sir. He's tenacious, and he's so strong. He's strong, he's explosive, and he's quick off the ball on the offensive side of the ball and defensively. And he has tapped into the potential that lies underneath. So if a school gives him a chance and somebody's working every day on defensive line or offensive line stuff, they're going to have a potential first-round draft pick in 4 or 5 years.
Coach, you know who he reminds me of? You remember years ago at Winsboro, Anthony Booger McFarland?
Anthony Booger McFarland. I tell him that all the time.
he looks just like, because Berger was like 3-something, about 5'11". People don't realize Berger wasn't 6 feet. They list him 6 feet. And
right.
Javian's, you know, 5'11 and some change, just like Berger. But he has the feet of Berger and the tenacity. Like you said, he's got that college strength. You know, he's just a big old strong kid, and I think he's different. I think he's got that it factor. Like you said, he if somebody gets him at nose guard, he's got a chance to play in the league one day going to the right school.
Yes, sir. And that's why, you know, it's funny that you said that, because we tell him all the time, you remind us of Booger McFarland, you know, with his body type, his deal, and his explosiveness. And he's starting to really – we had him actually look at Booger McFarland on YouTube a couple of times. We can see what type of player he was when he's in high school, when he went to LSU, and then in the NFL with Tampa Bay. So he's seen the things that McFarland was able to do. So he's starting to try to mimic some of those things in the ball game. But that guy, he's so explosive and just – he's strong. He is a really strong ball player. And when he comes off the ball, he sometimes is bench pressing those guys on offense as well as defense on the line and clearing holes for Kelvin Green, who's a running back, Markell Norris, and giving Wydell Williams time to throw the ball.
Well, Williams, the one thing I noticed too, Coach, like you said, there's no fat on this 291-pound kid.
No, so he's solid. He's solid. He's well put together.
Warren Walker, who plays O-line, D-line for you, could be a fullback, I think, in college at 257, 5'10". He's unique too, huh, Coach?
Yeah, so he is. He's real fast. He had a knee injury last year, but he's come back from a knee injury real good. He's healed well. He's done pretty good for us. And he goes – we actually have a package on offense where he goes in at fullback.
Okay.
We call it the tank. So we have some big guys in the backfield. He actually gets a chance to run the ball in a certain situation.
Kevin Lane is a DN, I think, for college at 6'1", 215, plays D-line, O-line for you. Another great feet guy that can move. And Jalen Bell is another athletic 267, 5'11", D-lineman for you. He also has – there's two more guys that are just very athletic, huh, Coach?
Yes, sir, they are. And the thing about those guys give us a lot of quality depth on both sides of the ball. Last year, we had some guys, but deep depth-wise. We have a lot of depth. But this year, we had a lot of depth that we can utilize on the offense and defense side of the ball. And like those guys you mentioned, like Jairi Spark, Jalen Bell, Kevin Lane, we get those guys are interchangeable, whether it's on offense or defense. And that's how we've made it so good, just getting those guys in and keeping a solid rotation going with our linemen up front on both sides of the ball.
And you got two skilled guys. I hope somebody gives them an opportunity in college. Number 19, Juwan Turner, is a safety or a slot receiver. And number 21, Markell Norris, is a corner or running back. Those two guys hopefully will get an opportunity, I think, at the D2 level at least, huh, Coach?
Yes, sir. If they get an opportunity, Markell plays with a chip on his shoulder because of his height. And every ball game this year, he's needed to cover the best receivers that these teams we face have. And he's done a pretty good job of covering and shutting those receivers down. Juwan Turner's asleep. I think he had like 2 or 3 touchdowns the other night against Faherty. Picked up a fumble return for a touchdown, caught a touchdown pass, actually ran a punt back for a touchdown, but ended up fumbling at the 1-yard line. We still was able to score. But he has the potential, both of those guys, where anytime they touch that ball, it can be 6 points, whether on offense or defense.
Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to throw out some stats after 7 games. Your team is undefeated right now. And looking to stay undefeated this Friday. And we'll talk about some of these incredible stats already on your for your team, offense and defense. We'll be back with more of Taranto Wells, our head coach, General Trask High School in Lake Providence, Louisiana. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. I'm really glad that we have the head football coach at General Trask, one of the hottest programs in the state the last 2 years, Taranto Wells, the head coach. Coach, speaking of your quarterback, Williams, I want to brag on him a little bit. Passing, he's got 854 yards, 50 out of 80. 10 touchdowns, only one interception, and he's run for 565 yards, 3 touchdowns. We still got probably 5 or 6 games left. He's on his way for another 2,000, 3,000, maybe 4,000 total yards on the season. What really stuck out to me is on defense, it's amazing. You already got 235 solo tackles as a defense. You've already got six interceptions. And, Coach, the sacks, it's amazing that y'all have close to 30 sacks on the season already as a defense.
Yes, sir. One of the things we're trying to be is more aggressive on defense. We have an offense that can score a lot of points. And the thing we always say, guys, if we can go three and out and create turnovers, it helps our offense out. And even better, you know, we can score points. And we've been able to do that each ball game, score a touchdown either on the defensive side of the ball or special teams. And when you mention those sacks, you know, we're very aggressive. We blitz a lot. We do a lot of line stunts, man coverage. We mix in some zones. So we try to do things to confuse the other opposing offenses. And our guys, we do install days. We do a good job of installing what we plan on doing to attack the other team. And on the offensive side of the ball, while they have a lot of numbers, and the crazy part about it, Kelsey Green is our leading rusher on offense. He could easily have 1,000-some yards right now. We got so many guys that we're getting the ball to where the numbers are not what it would be had we just been one-dimensional. You mentioned Arby Nash. He makes big-time catches for us on the outside. Jalarian Newsom has, like, almost 200 yards receiving. Markel Norris. All those guys are getting touches, and they're making things happen. So if a team comes and says, we're going to stop them from running the ball, then we're going to pass the ball. If they're going to stop the passing, then we'll gas them with the runs. You know, while they can easily be a 1,000-yard rusher and passer this year, we've been kind of mad at him because he hadn't pulled the ball and ran a lot this year because he did a good job of it last year. And we've got a really explosive offense this year.
Coach, you know, do you think that's what makes the team so unique on offense? You've got six guys that can run the ball. Six guys. Most teams don't have two players. But you got six guys that can break it at any time running that ball. Six players.
Yes, sir. Definitely can. And the thing about it, you mentioned Cameron Williams. Sometimes we put him in the backfield.
I saw that.
And he can run the ball as well. And Zacharian Glover, he can go in at running back. And so we have a lot of skilled guys that can go in and replace different guys in different positions. And that's one of the things that's good about our program. And like I said, Coach Penn does a good job. And depending on, we need a big drive, keep a drive going. He can bring Cameron Williams in and bang against the defense for a little while. And then we come back with a little scat back to hit the holes out the cam, then bang them up a little bit. So we're interchangeable with the guys that we can play with our formation. We're very multiple formation-wise on offense. And I said, Coach Penn does a great job getting those guys in good position to be successful.
Coach, you know what's scary is when you put your backs in that way 170, 180, and then you put Cameron in who's about 210, 6'2". I mean, that's not even fair second half.
It's not.
It's a guy that can run, too. It's a big boy that can go.
Yeah, he can really go. Like I said, he's only a sophomore, 10th grade, and he hasn't realized how good he can really become, but he's starting to get a glimpse of it now, and he's starting to buy into really just going all out. Matter of fact, we was practicing punt blocking drills last week, and he kind of ducked the ball because they didn't want the ball to hit him. And so we kind of jumped him pretty good on that. And Friday night in the ball game against Faraday, he ended up blocking a punt and picked it up and scooped and scored it. So, you know, he can go on offense and bang against teams for a while, and then we bring in the step backs again. So we have a lot of things we can do offensively that our coaching staff has been putting in place.
Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how tough your district is and your schedule. Y'all play a tough schedule. And I want to talk about some of the teams because people in South Louisiana get the show and North Louisiana, and we want to let everybody know to appreciate how tough it is to be undefeated or have a great record in this district. And we'll talk more about General Trask High School. We'll have more of Tyranno Wells when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Tyranno Wells is our guest, the head coach of General Trask High School. Where's it at? Lake Providence, Louisiana. I always say Metro Monroe, not Monroe, but Metro, right?
Just like
Faraday is not in Monroe, but it seems like all the teams are going to be playing in that area, right? Sicily Island, Bastrop. Your district and your scheduled coach is not, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you got, you know, Block that's always had a good program. Vidalia is really good now. I mean, I looked at him today against your team. Coach, Vidalia's improved a lot. You're talking about Faraday won a state title 2 years ago. you play them. I mean, there's no easy games on your schedule now.
You know, one of the things that we wanted to do coming into the season after last year, we wanted to test our players to see how tough we can really be. You know, if you're going to become a championship ball club, you got to play teams that's going to push you. And that's what was intentional in scheduling Richwood, Bastrop, you know, Wise, those teams that have some great athletes, have great coaching staff and tradition-rich programs. And like I said, fair to year in and year out, they're tough all the time. They're going to always keep athletes. And even though they're having a rough time this season, they still have some ball players. They win a district with Mangum High School. Coach Wiltshire, his staff is doing a great job. Yeah. And they're consistently making deep runs in the playoffs. You know, we have Deion Charter, Coach Jeremy Foote is getting those guys back to playing.
Yeah.
Rabel, we got Coach Purvis. They're 3-1 in the district. So it's very competitive. You know, Madison High School, they got a new coach, Coach Green. He has those guys fighting. Matter of fact, they upset Rabel for their homecoming.
Yeah.
But we also, any night, you know, if you don't come ready to play, you can lose in our district in a ball game.
Coach, what do you think? What's your thoughts so far going through, you know, we're on week seven, week eight almost. We got, you know, basically two games left after this weekend for the regular season. But from seeing the Monroe teams and teams in your area, what is your thoughts on who has been the toughest, most talented team that you've faced so far, who you've seen, if people are listening tonight, you know, for North Louisiana that you know, in your opinion, your thoughts, who are some of the tough teams that you saw that are going to be difficult that you don't want to play maybe in the playoffs?
Well, Oak Grove is going to always play them in a scrimmage game every year to see how tough we're going to be against those big guys up front that they have.
Yeah.
They had lost a couple ball games early in the year, but it was against some top programs. And they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs and possibly play for state championship again. They're always good. OCS, you know, I know we're not in the same division, but if there's one of those teams you don't want to play, they look pretty good. Sterling is always tough.
Yeah.
And Double A, you know, in order to win a state championship in Double A, you got to go through Manny High School.
Yeah.
And we're watching them and see what they're doing. But we got to play Mangum High School Friday.
Wow.
You know, they're in our district, and, you know, they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's the stage is set to have some pretty good ball being played in Northeast Louisiana in the next couple of weeks. But those are some teams that stands out. You know, we played against Washington High School in 7-on-7, and those guys have played some teams and played them pretty tough this year. But we saw that those teams are going to be good in 7-on-7 competition. So our team has been tested, you know, on Friday nights, but we also test them during the summer. We're scheduling 7-on-7 against teams that can really play some good football.
Coach, you know, that's the point you made is really – really good. Like you said, y'all going to be ready for the, if y'all can get to the semis, you're not going to face anybody better than who you played in during the season. Like you said, you know, going against the teams that you like Mangum, I don't think you'll face a better, you know, team than what you face during the season than a Mangum. I mean, Mangum's pretty good. Like you said, I saw them play. They're big team, got a lot of speed. I mean that, you know, like I said, if you can get to the semis again this year, you know, y'all can be ready. And hopefully it won't be a Manny game again, right? Because you played Manny last year, right?
Yes, we played Manny last year. Yes, sir.
Maybe
it
could
be. And
they
looked pretty good.
But maybe it'll be a different opponent because they're good again and have someone else to play to go to a state title game, you know, somehow. Maybe y'all could be on opposite ends of the bracket, right, somehow?
You know, either way it goes, you know, we got to step up and play, you know. So we have to play them before the state championship game, so be it. And that's one of the things that we try to schedule. Even we put the score that Manny beat us last year, 83-36, in our weight room. So every day the kids go in the weight room, they see that score.
Yeah.
And one of the things we want to tell you don't ever want to leave the field losing that bad again. And that's been a motivating factor in the off season. And that's what we love about this group. And the coach that I always talk about how this group works when you're not even around. This group works when you don't tell them to work. We have to even sometimes tell the kids to go home because we have to go home at the end of the day.
Right.
They want to stay out and throw the ball after practice is over. But it's something as coaches that we love as a staff. We love to see all guys out there taking this and do things on their own. But like, we have to make them go home sometimes because we got to come back and start tomorrow. But, you know, we try to prepare them for the playoff run. We're scheduling a tough non-district schedule this year. And we're starting to see some things happen that we knew could happen, but it happened sooner than what we were expecting.
Well, Coach, I just want to say this, man. What you and your staff have accomplished is truly amazing starting in 220. I mean, if anybody starts a program 0-11, you are the poster boy coach for saying, hang in there, man, right? Hang in there.
Yes, sir.
Because when these kids start to believe, it's contagious, right? I mean, that you start to believe, and then it's so fulfilling to see this all happen. I mean, I know you got to be happy. And obviously, you're working every day hard, but I always love to see a program come out of nowhere and just start competing, and kids believe. It's powerful.
Right. And the thing about it, our first win didn't actually come in football. The first time we actually won something out of 2-0-11 season was a track meet. Mm. You know, we make all my football players to participate in the track and field team. And we won our first track meet at Madison High School. And we used that as a rallying cry. Okay. Guys, if we can win a track meet, then we can win a football game. And the next season, we end up winning our first football game. So the guys got their first taste of winning, and we celebrated their track meet victory like it was a state championship, because we had went 2 years and didn't win anything. So we made it a big deal, and we've been moving ever since.
Well, Coach, I just got to say this. If you win a track meet against Block and Faraday and Vidae and all them schools, that's pretty hard, too. That's hard.
Yes, it is. With the speed of those guys have, let's say, Faraday has a lot of speed year in and year out. But we got a pretty good ball club, and we're just going to stay humble and just keep working each and every day to try to get better. And that's what our main goal right now, getting better each and every day of the week, and hopefully find to take care of itself.
Coach, before we go, tell everybody where you're from and where you started playing ball, and what coach do you look up to for your being a part of coaching? Is there someone that you want to say he was the person that helped you get into coaching?
Yes, so it's a couple of them I want to mention. You know, I'm from my hometown of Tallulah, Louisiana, which is 25 miles south of Lake Providence. My high school football coach is a guy named Levi Washington. My first coaching, Levi Washington, that was at McCall High School. My first coaching job came from a man named Reuben Hayden. He passed this summer.
Okay.
He gave me my first coach job at junior high school. But some of the biggest influence coaching-wise is my first football coach, Cardale Jones. Alonzo Stevens, who I worked with at Vicksburg High School, Warren Trimble, a guy that I really learned a lot from by far as organizing practices and how you conduct practice, was a guy that everybody may know, is a guy named Stephen Fitzy at Washington Christian School.
Oh, yeah.
Working with him with that Interstate 20 All-Star game, and just sitting down and just picking his brain, we going on the lab, you know, just saying, Coach, what can I do to turn this thing around? And he really took out a lot of time to just sit down and just show me different things that they do. Far as practice-wise, in the weight room, game, they have the different things they do. So I've learned a lot from Coach Pettit, Max Pettit. We sit out, he used to be head coach. You know, we share things that when he's at Farmerville that they used to do. So I try to pick up some from everybody that I've been around. You know, we attend a lot of coaching clinics and find things. But, like, I learned a lot from Coach Fitzy with all practice organization, Coach Carter Jones taught me how to treat kids like they're your own. A guy that used to coach in Lake Providence, Coach Frankie Collins. One of the things he told me, he passed this past summer as well, a couple months ago. Mm. He told me, Coach Wells, make sure that these kids know that you love them and do everything you can to show them. He told me, when your kids may not have a meal, feed them. They may not have clothes, buy them. And those are some of the things that we did to get this team where it's at now, to become a family. But the entire East Carroll Parish, Lake Providence Panthers, the General Travis Panther fan base, you know, we call it Panther Nation. They're all across the United States. They've been calling back in, you know what I'm saying, what can they do to support the program? The outpouring of support and love from our fan base is crazy. Yeah. You know, sometimes when we go on the road, we have more fans than the home team do because the way that they're following us, and they're truly appreciative of that.
I want to mention this, Coach. Condolences to the coaches that passed. We lost too many good men this past year in coaching, haven't we, Coach? We've lost too many.
And I'm just thankful for coming across those guys past. You know, I know they. In order to go to heaven, you have to die. But we hate to lose those guys because they had so much knowledge, wisdom, and understanding they imparted to us. And you hate to see them leave because you want some other guys to get some of the things that they gave up. So it's up to us right now to pour what we got from them into somebody else.
Yeah, well put, Coach. I want to give you some kudos about your game this Friday. Tell everybody where it's going to be, what time. We might can help you sell some tickets, Coach. Tell everybody it's going to be at Mangum or at General Trask.
It's going to be at Mangum High School at 7 p.m. The admission is going to be $10. If you want to see a great ball game, I strongly urge you to come to Lebrado Field and watch Gerald Trask High School take on the Mangum Dragons at 7 p.m.
It's going to be a great game, Coach. Two great teams.
Yes, sir.
Two great coaches.
Yes, sir.
I don't think there'll be an empty seat in the house, huh? Probably. I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think there'll be anybody left in Lake Providence Friday night as well. Everybody's saying they come.
Oh, man. Well, Coach, thank you for taking the time. I know that me and you are taping the show. It's going to play tomorrow, which is Wednesday, which they'll see this as Wednesday, but we're doing it Tuesday night. And I know you're just getting off of practice. And, again, kudos to you, Coach, you and your staff. You're doing a wonderful job. Thanks for taking the time. Don't go anywhere. I'm in the show. Coach, don't go anywhere. We'll get right back. Be sure to go to LAFootballMagazine.com. You can still get your preview magazines. We sent one to Coach. Get a South copy, a North copy, or a digital. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.